Judge orders Rotherham rape gang survivor to remove demand for deportations in court statement. Now, I think if there's anyone that's allowed to be a little bit angry at a certain group of people and not want to be around them, I feel she has every single right. In fact, I feel that she's legally obligated to have that kind of opinion and want to profess that opinion to others. I think it's completely fair that she thinks the way she thinks, but let's get into the article. The victim, who was groomed and assaulted from the age of 11, how wonderful, faced down her abusers in court last week. A Rotherham rape gang survivor was ordered by a judge to remove a demand for her abusers to be deported in her courtroom victim impact statement, GB News can reveal. So this wasn't even like a post on social media or anything like that. This was in her victim impact statement. You know, the thing where you're able to give a statement about how the crime against you has impacted you as you were a victim. Right? And this is what it basically, I feel that at that point, especially after what she's went through, she should have carte blanche to say whatever the hell she wants. Right? And I think it's more than fair that she has that opinion. Right? People who want to do such things, especially like that, should not be in this country. Right? We have enough problems with them already. Half of them are in the fucking BBC. Right? So we don't need to be bringing more over here, so they should be sent back. Right, I don't think that we should import nonsense. I think that's a perfectly reasonable opinion to have. The woman who has her identity protected by court order, fair. Completely fair. Gave a moving statement in Sheffield Crown Court last week, over 20 years after she was groomed and abused from the age of 11. Before she delivered her victim impact statement, the prosecuting counsel and the judge conferred over sections that had been removed. Barrister Matthew Bean, acting for the Crown, said whether the abusers remain in this country or not is up to the Home Office, and that the decision should happen regardless of what the victim should say one way or another. And this is one thing that bothers me about the current system of the courts. I feel that the victim should have a lot more say in the punishment of the perpetrator. Because the way it works right now, which I really do not like, is the perpetrators of crimes don't really need to pay any restitution or anything like that. Sometimes they do, but it's like a paltry, stupid amount. I think whatever the monetary damage is done to the victim should be paid to the victim by the perpetrator. I believe that's the way it should be. Instead, the victim is given, oh, here's some a couple of counselling sessions. And, or did your house get burned down? Or the insurance companies can handle that. Anyway, the perpetrator's been sentenced to a 6-month suspended sentence. And also, you keep having to pay your taxes for us to deal with all of that. You have to pay the state for your perpetrator, for the perpetrator of the crime against you, to get some crappy little sentence. And no restitution is paid or damages are paid towards you whatsoever. And in the rare cases that they are, it's a little shitty amount. I know a guy who was a head doorman and he got fucking headbutted really, really bad. It broke his nose really, really badly. And he was off work for 2 weeks and he lost like over a grand from being off for those 2 weeks. And the restitution paid to him was 80 quid. So the restitution system that exists in the court is bullshit and it doesn't work. But I do feel that in your victim impact statement, you should be allowed to say whatever the hell you want. Right, you should be able to say how this makes you feel. I feel that this person should be deported for what they did. And they're like, no, you can't say that. You're not allowed to say bad things about the man that raped you because he's brown. It's a fucking joke, man. The survivor was then called to the court and delivered a powerful speech from the witness stand next to the judge. Addressing the defendants in the dock, she told them, "You ruined my life, but I won't let you ruin my future. I'm a fighter and a survivor. I'm thriving and fighting. You can't and won't ever take anything from me again." Excellent. Great. Excellent outlook to have, especially after what she's been through. Closing her emotional statement, the survivor said, 22 years ago, you first started grooming me, and 10 years ago, I started my justice fight. Interesting that it took 10 whole years. It's funny that, isn't it? You stole my childhood, now I'm taking your freedom, I am your karma. The next day, the 7 abusers were sentenced to a total of 106 years imprisonment. GB News has seen the original copy of the speech that she intended to deliver, which has several sections crossed out due to restrictions ordered by the judge, who is granted sight of the statement before it is read out in court. The censored conclusion reads, "I'd like to request that after sentencing and upon Rudy and Shoabe's release..." Shoabe, fucking, I don't know, Shoaibi's release, that they should be deported back to Pakistan as this is where they originated from and came here to exploit children. Thank you. I think that is a perfectly fair statement and it is what should happen. It is what should happen. Rudy refers to Mohammed Amar, 42, convicted of 2 counts of indecent assault. He was sentenced to 14 years imprisonment, 2 years on extended license. Shoaibi refers to Mohammed Siyab, 49, convicted of 2 counts of rape, 1 count of sexual intercourse with a girl under 13, and 1 count of trafficking. He was sentenced to 25 years imprisonment, 12 months on license, and all of them will be out in less than half that time. Siyab required an Urdu interpreter in court. The survivor, so in basically in 20 years he's still not learned English. Bullshit. The survivor told GB News that Britain is failing to deport foreign rape gang abusers. Why? Why is it such a problem? Why shouldn't it just be a case of out? Just fucking out. Right, bye. Dump them back wherever they came from. They're nonsense. Oh, but it would violate their human rights. Okay, then what about all the Rotherham children? They had their human rights grossly violated. And it took you fucking decades to investigate that shit. But apparently when it comes to sending these guys back, oh, we can't. Oh, like, fucking, it's a joke, man. It's an absolute joke. If someone is not born here and they're here to exploit children, after the sentences, they should be deported. I think that's a completely fair statement. I think that is a sensible response, but apparently not. There is nothing to say that they'll stop exploiting children. We can deport them and let their own country deal with them. Again, a completely fair statement. The Foreign Office should absolutely give Pakistan full punishment if they refuse to accept grooming gang rapists. She added, those men need to be deported or Pakistan should have its visas restricted. Both. Both. I like this girl. A Home Office spokesperson said it would be inappropriate to comment on ongoing legal proceedings. The Home Office has done that multiple times. But anyway, under the UK Borders Act 2007, a deportation order must be made where a foreign national has been convicted of an offence and received a custodial sentence of 12 months or more. In some cases, foreign nationals fight deportations due to ECHR claims. In Rochdale, rape gang's ringleader, Kari Abdul Rauf, has had deportation delayed as Pakistan, where he has nationality, is understood to have refused to take him back. Absolutely tough shit. Tough shit. The 2022 Nationality and Borders Act introduced a power to impose visa penalties on countries that do not cooperate on the removal of its nationals and who do not have a right to be in the UK. The power has yet to be used, reportedly due to opposition from civil servants in the Foreign Office. I wonder what's going on with these guys in the Foreign Office who don't really handle foreign things very, very well. I wonder what's going on there. Former Safeguarding Minister Laura Farris, the former Tory MP for Newbury, said earlier this year that it sounds sensible to impose visa sanctions on countries such as Pakistan that do not accept grooming gang offenders being deported to their country of origin. Suella Braverman, former Home Secretary, said, for too long, women have been let down by the justice system and the grooming gang scandal continues to be a national disgrace. Justice would be better served by speeding up the case, many of which are over a decade old, and removing those offenders who are foreign, but who are foreign-born, back to their home countries immediately. Lee Anderson, the Reform MP for Ashfield, said, far too long these Pakistani grooming gangs have got away with grooming and raping young English girls, while the police and social services have been very slow to act. It would now appear that even when these vile perverts are caught, that our judicial system still puts the perpetrators before the victims. No ifs or buts. If they were born in a different country, send them straight back. And that is absolutely what should happen. They are just going to continue it over here and then they're in prison at great expense to the taxpayer. They obviously had to apply for legal aid, which is also at great expense to the taxpayer, as for that, as well as that guy's Urdu translator that he obviously didn't need. He's been in the country like 30-something years and he's still not learned to speak English. Right, I mean, that's argument enough. Okay, well, if you've been here 30 years and you've still not integrated, bye-bye. Back you go. Right, it's ridiculous how the... It's ridiculous how all of the Rotherham and Rochdale victims had to fight for decades just to get an arrest. But when it comes to deporting these nonsense back to their countries, oh no, we can't, and oh, we've got all these lawyers again, because when they make a filing with the ECHR, they get legal aid again to fight that case. The thing is an absolute joke. And then one day, for absolutely no reason,